This chazor zeichin is a bechin gatsu shag from Yehuda Maseches Melachos Daf Samach. Stuck the Mishnah. There are some kabbalists that require hagasha but not tenufa. Some require tenufa not hagasha. Some require hagasha and tenufa. Some require neither tenufa nor hagasha. The following require hagasha but not tenufa. A mincha soilas amachavas mecheshes chalois. Chalas mincha, rikigan mincha, minchas kahanim, mincha the kohen gadol, mincha the goy, mincha of women, and the chatzis mincha. Rav Shimon says minchas kahanim and the mincha the kohen gadol do not require hagasha because they don't require a kmitza. Anything that doesn't have a kmitza doesn't need a hagasha. Zoknemar Papa said wherever we have a list of menachas like in our Mishnah, it's always a list of 10. This comes to exclude the view of Rav Shimon, who says that when a person promises to bring a baked mincha, he can bring half of the required mincha as chalas and half as rikigan. According to this view, there should be an 11th case where a person brings a mixed bake like this. Rav Papa teaches that one may not bring this mixed mincha. So Gemara Vayta, Bryce explains the sources of the requirements for Hagasha for the various menachas. Bryce says the pasuk would have said, Ne'vesa asher ye'yosa me'ela l'ashem ve'kriva l'akoyin ve'gisha. Without saying the word mincha, we would say Hagasha is only done to the koyimis. The word mincha teaches is done to the entire mincha. How do we know this applies to the chatas mincha as well? The pasuk says, Esa mincha, which teaches to include it. It would seem that the Hagasha obligation of the chatas mincha could be derived from Svara. The pasuk regarding the chatas mincha uses verbiage of bringing, and the pasuk regarding the mincha zedava that also says bringing, and therefore we should dash it. Just like the mincha zedava requires hagasha, chatas mincha also requires hagasha. However, we could ask the mincha zedava is different because it also requires oil and levoina. We would say that the soita's mincha shows that oil and levoina are not what brings about the hagasha requirement because it doesn't require oil or levoina, and yet it requires hagasha. We would say that Soita's mincha is different because it requires tenufa. We would then say that the mincha sedava does not require tenufa and yet it requires hagasha. So we can go back and forth. We have a tzadah shava that they both require kmita and hagasha. Based on this, we should say that chatas mincha is also included over here because it requires kmita and therefore you also need hagasha. The Braisa asks, but we can say the mincha sedava and the Soita's mincha are different and that they can be brought by a wealthy person or a poor person, whereas the chatas mincha can only be brought by a poor person. Because of this kasha, we need the words esa mincha to teach that the chatas mincha requires hagasha. Braisa continues. Rav Shimon says the word hevesa comes to teach that the omer is also required in hagasha, since we see the term v'havesem is used regarding the omer. The word vehikriva teaches the Soita's mincha requires hagasha, as the pasuk says vehikriv oisa regarding the Soita's mincha. It would seem that this could be learned from svara. If the chatas mincha, which does not require tenufa, still requires hagasha, and the Soita's mincha, which requires tenufa, certainly needs hagasha. But we can ask that chatas is different, that is brought from wheat, where the Soita is brought from barley. We can ask that the omer is brought from barley, yet it requires hagasha. We would say the omer is different because it requires oil and levaina. We can then ask that the chatas doesn't require oil and levaina, and yet it requires hagasha. So we go back and forth. Tzad shava, they both require kmita and hagasha. Based on this, we would say Soita's mincha is also included in the tzad shava, since it has a kmitz. It also requires hagasha. The Braisa asks, but we can say that the chatas mincha and the omer are different; that they're brought from the refined soilless flour, not the less refined kemach flour. Whereas the Soita's mincha can even be brought from kemach. Because of this kasha, we need the word vikriva to teach that the Soita's mincha requires hagasha. Braisa continues. Rabbi Huda says the word vehevesa teaches that a soita's mincha requires hagasha. Like the pasuk says, by the soita's mincha uses a similar word of vehevi. The Gemara says the omer does not need a pasuk to teach that it requires hagasha because we learn from a kavu chayim. If chatas mincha, which does not require tufa, requires hagasha, and the omer, which needs tufa, for sure needs hagasha. In fact, we can ask chatas is different because it's brought from wheat. The Gemara says soita's mincha is not brought from wheat and still requires hagasha. The Gemara asks soita's mincha is different because it's brought to clarify an aver. The Gemara says chatas is not brought to clarify an aver and still requires hagasha. We go back and forth. Tzad HaShava requires kmitza and hagasha. Based on this, we can include omer in the Tzad HaShava. It also requires kmitza and therefore also requires hagasha. What question could we ask that would explain why a pasuk is needed? Gemara says Rav Shimon would ask that the chatas and soita are different because they may be brought many times throughout the year, whereas an omer is only brought once a year. Rabbi Huda holds this is not a good kasha because it may be actually that the omer is brought more often than the chatas and the soita's mincha, since the omer is definitely brought once a year. That's why Rabbi Huda holds that the pasuk is not needed for omer. The Gemara continues. The Braisa continues and asks, maybe the word vehevesa teaches that a person may donate a mincha of barley as well. This would be supported by svar that tzibbe brings an obligatory mincha of wheat, also brings an obligatory mincha of barley. Similar individuals who bring donated mincha of wheat also bring a donated mincha of barley. The pasuk therefore says eila to teach individual may only donate a mincha of wheat, and therefore the word vehevesa is used for another drasha. Maybe we should say eila teaches that if someone promises to bring a mincha, he has to bring all five different types of mincha. The pasuk says may eila, which teaches that even just one type may be brought. Therefore, eila must be teaching that an individual may not donate a mincha of barley. Braisa continues. Rav Shimon says es ha mincha comes to include other menachas, like the mincha of a guy or of a woman, in the hagasha requirement. We would think to say that even that this even includes shtei alechem alechem aponim in the hagasha requirement as well. The pasuk therefore says may eila to exclude these. Why do we see fit to include other menachas but to exclude these? The Mer explains that I include the others because there's at least part of them that's burned on the mizbeach, and I exclude these because there's no part of them that goes on the mizbeach. The mincha zasachem is totally burned on the mizbeach, so it should also require hagasha. The pasuk therefore says vekriva to exclude mincha zasachem from hagasha. The Gemara asks vekriva was already used to teach that the soita's mincha requires hagasha. Where it says the pasuk could have said v'hikriv, says v'kriva, we can learn two things from this. The Braisa is, why do we see fit to include other menachas in Hagasha but to exclude Michas HaSachem? We include the other menachas since they're brought on their own account rather than as an accompaniment for another carbon. Based on this, we should say that the Michas Kehana Michas of a Kohen Gadol require Hagasha since they're brought on their own account. The Pasuk of Vegisha comes to exclude these menachas from Hagasha. Mari asked, the word Vegisha is needed to teach the basic law of Hagasha. Furthermore, the Pasuk could have said Vehigish, says Vehigisha, allows for both drushes. Braisa asks, why do we see fit to include other menachas and to exclude the Michas Kehana and the Michas of the Kohen Gadol? We include the other menachas because they have a part that's brought on the mizbeach. They come on their own account, and they have a part that goes to the kehanim, and we exclude the shtei alechem lechem aponim since they have no part that goes to the mizbeach, and we exclude the michas hasachem since it's not brought on its own account, and we exclude the michas kehanim michas kohen gadol since they have no part that goes to the kohen. Bryce continues, the pasuk regarding the kmitza says veherim. We would think that it should be done with a keli. There's another pasuk that says veherim imenu bekumtzai. Just like that's done by hand, the liquor from bekumtzai here too. The veherim has to be done by hand.